Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Daryl Al Cintron on the Fan, on the overnight, Absolute Cintron, filling for C-Mac. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019, joined by Fleegs behind the glass. Lots and lots and lots to talk about. The Knicks can't guard the three-point shot to save their asses. The Jets are winning games. People want them to tank. Not me. The Mets get Devin Williams. Yes. The Mets got more Yankee scraps. Ha! I'll get into that later as well. By the way, Yankee fans, you've acquired a lot of Mets scraps over the years. I'll explain. But I'm going to start with a guy who shouldn't be on the job anymore at the end of this season. He embarrassed himself at his presser. Embarrassed the organization, embarrassed the team, as if it couldn't get any worse. And that's with Joe Shane's presser. He spoke like he does every year during the bye week. The good news is, Giant fans, you can't lose this weekend. You can't. 2-11. Like I said, take the under for the third year in a row. But Joe Shane spoke, and it was nice to see him show solidarity with Abdul Carter and show up 30 minutes late to the presser. You know, the number three pick that shows up late to presses, I mean to meetings as well. It's nice to see him show solidarity by showing up late. Paying tribute to Abdul Carter. But let's get into some of the things he had to say. You know, he took a shot at Brian Daboll by saying everyone was responsible for Jackson Dart. And that Dart was on the radar before Brian Daboll even knew about them looking into Jackson Dart. I'm not buying that at all. I'm not. Because I'm thinking in his head, there's no way in hell in January when he was looking at him, as he said, that he didn't talk to the coach about this. The coach at the time about this. There's no way. No way. He said, they don't repeat the same mistake twice. They won't repeat the same mistake twice. How about Graham Gano? How many times did you screw that one up? One, two, three into the four. No, it's not Snoop Doggy Dogg knocking at your door. Multiple times screwed that up. Costing them games. A game I was at last year, Washington versus the Giants. Graham Gano was, everybody knew he was dealing with something. And then before the game, during the game, he gets hurt. And now you don't kick extra points the rest of the game because you don't have a kicker. That was a recurring theme. Graham Gano sums up this regime, sums up Joe Shane's regime as GM. The poster boy for that regime. He also said that him staying on as GM won't affect hiring a coach. That he's getting a lot of calls. He's receiving calls. From who? Coaches out of work? Or agents of potential coaches? And if that's the case, what quality of a coach are you getting? Because I tell you right now, if you're a top-name coach, a Mike Tomlin, or even a Bill Belichick, if he comes in, if he's interested in the job, there's no way in hell they want to work for Joe Shane. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Okay, cool. Like I said, what type of coach? Quality of the coach. Joe Shane said, everyone makes mistakes. Okay. I agree with that. Everyone makes mistakes. He said he's better than he was 4 years ago. So I say, really? 4 years ago, you were 9-7-1, won a playoff game, made the playoffs. Since then, 11-36-1. How are you better than you were 4 years ago? And you still have four games left in this season. How are you better? Explain that to me. 6-11, 3-14, 2-11. That's 36. That's 11-36-1. That's horrendous. That sucks. What happened to Giant pride? What happened? Now, I remember as a kid and all through the years, when my team played the Giants, I knew we were in for it. I knew we were in for it. Hard nose, lunch pail, run the ball down your throat, great defense. And the Giants always kicked my team's ass back in the day. And even as with Daniel Jones until recent. I hated playing the Giants. I did. But now everyone's laughing at the Giants. And over the years on the airwaves, I've said, I laugh at Giant fans mocking the Jets. Laughing at the Jet fans. Well, you're just as bad as the New York Jets. Record-wise. Go look it up. Go look it up. and 1. Since making the playoffs. Year one under Brian Daboll. Now let's go over some of the picks. Evan Neal. Jalen Hyatt. Tay Banks. Bust, bust, bust. What about the quality of depth on this roster? Or lack thereof? None. None. And as a Giant fan, you can't be confident if Joe Shane's back picking a coach. You can't. There needs to be a full cleanse of the Giants facility. Top to bottom. A full cleanse. A reset. I'm pretty sure that would excite the fan base. You have your quarterback in Jackson Dart. You have your running back in Cam Scatterboo. You have your stud wide receiver Malik Nabers. You have a tight end if he can catch the ball more than 50% of the time. Wandale Roberts is a solid, solid receiver. Your offensive line with Andrew Thomas is healthy is good. You have Brian Burns, by the way, a signing a lot of people didn't like. How do you pay this guy that much money? Well, you see how he's playing. Playing his ass off. This front four, besides Brian Burns, huge disappointment. Kayvon missing multiple games. Dexter Lawrence dealing with an injury doesn't look like the player that he was last season. Abdul Carter sleeping, showing up late. How long was this going for? You sit him out one series, then you sit him out two series. How about telling him, you know what? How about letting him do an Anthony Davis?
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let his ass be in street clothes on the sideline, embarrass him, and let the cameras pan over to him over and over and over and over again in street clothes, and he can bring that stupid WWE belt with him from Monday Night Raw. Why they were holding a championship belt on Monday Night Raw when their record is far from winning? Embarrassing. By the way, anybody who fell for that Abdul Carter pornographic stories... People were fooled by that. My coworker tells me, hey, did you see that story? This is real. I'm like, this is not real. Come on now. Now, the one I got a kick out of is, who the hell is Chris Manhertz? Who? Who is that? I gotta admit, I've never heard of this guy until today. Never. But Abdul Carter this season has been a huge bust for the Giants. We laughed when he asked about asking for Lawrence Taylor's number 56. Laughed. The audacity of this kid who hasn't played a down in the NFL, asking a legend on the field, off the field is whatever. We all know what Lawrence Taylor is off the field. On the field, one of the greatest, if not the greatest defensive player of all time. Just an absolute beast. I saw it firsthand. My team used to triple team or quadruple team him. And he still would wreak havoc on the football field. And he wants Phil Sims' number as well. Because he wants to be like Micah Parsons, number 11. The audacity. Imagine if he was wearing 56 pulling this crap. Imagine. They can't miss in this draft, Abdul Carter. Absolute can't miss, people said. Well, he missed this year. And I don't care about, oh, he's close to getting to the quarterback. Close. I don't care about that stuff. When you're D-end, guess what? You have to get the quarterback. Sack the quarterback. Not almost sack the quarterback. Not almost making a play. And I knew the minute during the preseason, when he was butthurt about a tweet being put out about him getting laid out on his ass, that this was not going to work out year one. I knew it. The second highest payroll on defense. Second highest. And it's been complete garbage. The Giants, great three-quarter team. Fourth quarter, choke it away. Now, they've been way more competitive this year than last season. There's no question about it. There's no doubt they've been more competitive this season than last season. And that's something Giant fans can hang their hat on going into next season. You know what? We've made some progress. We're in games. We're not getting completely embarrassed. You're getting embarrassed in the fourth quarters of games, but we're not getting completely embarrassed. That's a good thing. But enough with the almost stuff. This is the New York Giants. An organization that's won four Super Bowls. An organization that was once respected around the league as a winner. And now, it's an absolute joke. A joke. And if you bring back this GM and you let him pick the next coach, Giant fans, you're going to be disappointed because you're most likely not going to get the quality of coach you want. Some want Bill Belichick. Some want Mike Tomlin. Some want Mike McCarthy. This team needs a coach that when he stands up in front of the room, the rest of the room shuts the hell up and is 100% focused. That's what this team needs. Someone who's going to give him a swift kick in the ass. Someone who's going to hold everyone accountable. And not let a rookie, I don't care where he gets picked, get away with showing up late to meetings, get away with sleeping, and let him get away with the crap he's gotten away with. Brian Daboll should have shut that crap down instantly, immediately. Instead, he let it slide. How many times? We don't know. Maybe we'll find that at the end of the season. Maybe somebody will squeal like Brandon Nimmo. Somebody goes elsewhere and says what really happened in the Giants locker room. What really happened when Daboll was there. What really happened with Abdul Carter. What was the disconnect? A lot of Giant fans had high hopes for this team. A lot. Even had some say we should make the playoffs. How about finishing close to 500 first before we do that? How about that? How about we see them win games? How about that? Before we put them in a place they don't belong. Now, as far as Jackson Dart goes, listen, I've come out on the air and I've said it. I was wrong about him before the draft. The kid's a stud. He's tough as nails. I don't think the Giants should change him, but he needs to pick and choose his spots. He needs to pick and choose his spots, when to run. He needs to slide. And that head along the sidelines versus New England, you know, the NFL sent out a memo saying that it's not fair to defensive players when a quarterback's running along the sidelines and a lot of them try to get that extra yard, that it's going to be free game. Free game. And Jackson Dart paid the price. I thought it was a beautiful hit. I thought it was a clean hit. It's a football hit. Maybe a week or two ago, the flag gets thrown, but not with the memo that was put out. It doesn't matter who it is. If you're going to run along the sidelines and clearly not go out of bounds, you're going to get your ass whooped. It's open season. And that was a clean hit. No helmet to helmet. It was a clean hit. And you saw the reaction. Theo Johnson, he got upset. Goes after Mr. Ellis. 15-yard penalty. And that game was a disaster. And I picked the Giants plus 7.5. I ain't picking them anymore this year. No, thank you. So, Giant fans, are you confident? Are you excited having Joe Shane pick the next coach? Or do you want a full cleanse of the organization?
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of the Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.